Beachfront views and iconic attractions draw more than 7 million tourists to the oceanside town of Santa Monica, California every year. If you want to stay in Santa Monica, you can book a room with a view at the Lowe's for $4.55 a night in early summer just before peak season. A bit further from the beach, you can lounge by the pool at the Viceroy for $3.50. Staying in Santa Monica wasn't cheap, but around 2008, something started happening in Santa Monica and other vacation towns across the country.
Belong anywhere with Airbnb.
Over the next several years, more than 1,600 Airbnb rentals popped up in the 8.3 square mile city of Santa Monica, with prices that easily undercut most hotels in the area. Sure, you wouldn't get room service or freshly cleaned robes, but the seaside community was suddenly more accessible to people traveling on a budget. And some Airbnb hosts were raking in some serious cash.
I was doing about $400,000 in revenue in my best full-time year.
Scott Chatford began renting his place on Airbnb after he was laid off and was shocked by how much money he was bringing in. He dove headfirst into the short-term rental business, signing several year-long leases and putting them up on Airbnb. He even created a brand producing books and podcasts about best practices for Airbnb hosts.
We are entrepreneurs. The difference between what long-term rental apartments cost and what the hotel down the street is charging, there's a huge gap there in a lot of places around the world.
Things seemed to be going well for Airbnbers like Chatford and their customers, but that all came to an end in the summer of 2015.
The city council made a big decision about websites like Airbnb in just a matter of seconds.
They claim it's consuming the city's scarce real estate.
Santa Monica joined an ever-expanding list of local and state governments that had decided to crack down on home sharing, passing an ordinance essentially banning short-term rentals and forming a Vacation Rental Enforcement Task Force. The city deployed its newly formed task force and ran a sting operation against Chatford.
Somebody at the city of Santa Monica actually had to book my property for my four-night minimum stay, $1,200 reservation, just to get that rental contract, just to be able to go to court and prove that it was a short-term rental. I think they wanted to make an example on me is because I was a bit more in the public eye. I was vocal against how I thought that the regulation was unjust, how I thought that there was, you know, potentially even, you know, corruption in the city council.
Officials with the city of Santa Monica declined interview requests for this story. Records show that in the run-up to the Airbnb crackdown, several Santa Monica city council members took large campaign contributions from an interest group that advocates for the hotel industry, an interest group that happens to be run by a former city council member. Others took money from the city's powerful renters' rights interest group, which believes Airbnb is responsible for driving up rents. After the trial, Chatford paid his fine, packed up, and left town for the more Airbnb-friendly city of Denver, Colorado.
When my rentals went away, when I was treated the way I kind of was by the city, it definitely made me just kind of think about what else is out there.
What Scott is doing is creating wealth. He's bringing people into the city of Santa Monica who are going to spend money in the city. What the city of Santa Monica has done is destroyed wealth. They have attacked people for making profits, and they've driven out people like Scott, who found an opportunity to really offer a service to people that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to have.
Christina Sandifer is a lawyer with the Goldwater Institute in Arizona, a legal advocacy firm fighting to protect the property rights of people who rent out their homes. She says that the hostility towards home sharing is growing in cities across the United States.
Home sharing is something that is as old as our country. It's a centuries-old tradition. People have been opening their home to guests for generations, sometimes for in exchange for money, sometimes in exchange for chores. The disturbing trend, however, is that because we've become so innovative, regulators now are deciding that they have to shut down home sharing, even though it's been around for centuries.
On the island of Kauai in Hawaii, you can be fined $10,000 for home sharing.
Bureaucrats in the islands of Hawaii are going out to the beaches and interrogating visitors.
Airbnb is at odds with its own hometown.
San Francisco and Anaheim have ordered Airbnb to scour its website for listings and turn homeowners over to the police.
Governor Cuomo signed into law an anti-home sharing bill that could allow everyday New Yorkers to be fined $7,500
The entire state of New York has not only outlawed home sharing, but made even advertising your home on Airbnb or similar services a crime.
Probably the worst regulation that I have seen is in Chicago.
A fiery hearing at City Hall today over the new popular shared housing industry.
Chicago technically allows home sharing, but only under the condition that you be willing to share any information about any guest who books your home at any time for any reason without a warrant.
So whenever a Chicago official decides that he wants to come over my home, whether it be in the middle of the night or on a weekend, he can come in. He doesn't have to have a search warrant. He doesn't have to tell me what he's looking for. And he can do this every day of the week if he wants to. That is the most blatant privacy violation that I have ever heard of.
Back in Santa Monica, business is still booming for the big hotels. But by the city's own admission, the new regulations have outlawed more than 80% of Airbnb rentals. Just a couple miles south, though, budget travelers can still book an Airbnb in the beach town of Venice, at least for now.
Live in Venice, where some residents say their communities are being destroyed.
The American Hotel and Lodging Association commissioned the study and released the findings at a press conference today.